Mr. Morales is nice looking. I don't know what else he has going for him.
The judge sees a problem.
Don't give me the eyes. You know, it looks peculiar when you're looking at an old lady like that.
Can she open his ex's eyes?
You were supporting the live-in sponge while he allegedly was supporting his children.
Something like that.
When your instincts tell you that somebody is a loser, rely on your instincts.
Right.
He's a loser.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Alethea Lamb is suing ex-boyfriend Benny Morales for a loan for lawyer fees after he was arrested on a DUI and for crashing her car in a subsequent incident.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 463 on the calendar, the matter of Lamb versus Morales. Lawyers have been sworn in. You may be seated.
You know, I do a little write-up when I write up the case, and I usually write, defendant is your former boyfriend, defendant is your former girlfriend. You know what I wrote about you, Mr. Morales?
No, I do not.
I said, defendant is your live-in sponge. Swear. It's right here.
I believe you.
So what do you think it is about you, Mr. Morales? Don't give me the eyes. You know, it looks peculiar when you're looking at an old lady like that. What do you think it is about you that inspired her to sort of shell out all this money for you?
When Miss Lamb and I met, Your Honor, we met at a wedding. She was the event coordinator.
I don't care.
And I was the best man.
I'm asking you, what do you think it is about you that caused her to shell out all this money? And you're telling me how you met. I don't care how you met.
Like attracts like, and she's a kind person, and so am I.
What does that mean? Like attracts like. I don't understand that. Do you understand that?
Okay.
No, I'm just... Shh.
I don't necessarily understand what's got to do
with this. Bird doesn't understand it. If Bird doesn't understand it, nobody out there understands it. Mm. The possible exception of you, Mr. Morales. Mm. Why would she give you all this money?
We were in a relationship, and it wasn't, though, that she gave me the money.
Tell me how it came about, if she didn't give it to you.
Okay, the money, if we're talking financially, when we first began to be in a relationship, I explained to her that my financial situation is not stable from the beginning, and she knew this.
And
she allowed me to not feel any pressure and welcomed me in and moved me into her place.
And
we were in a relationship and things were going well.
Did your financial circumstances improve?
They did.
And then did you start to repay her for her kindness?
Most of my finances went to my children, which she knew that.
How many children do you have?
I have 2 children.
How old are they?
My son is 8 and my daughter is 6.
And are you under a support order from a court?
I am not.
Where is the children's mother?
With the children.
In what state?
California. Locally.
So you were supporting the live-in sponge while he allegedly was supporting his children?
Something like that.
Well, that just makes you like millions of other lady suckers around. But that does not a lawsuit make. Do you understand?
I do. And
so then it's going to be your job in the next few minutes to convince me, because I looked through all your dates and what you gave him and when, and still were in the relationship with him. He did this and he did that, and he trashed your car, and then he had a DUI, and he had other things, and you helped him. He was still living with you, and finally you broke up with him after all the money, months and months after all the money, because you found out, according to you, that he had been cheating.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, shh, I could have figured that out the first time he went like this to me. You understand?
I do.
If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Mm-hmm. He seems very charming, and that's what I was fooled with at the beginning.
As soon as he said like is like, and we like this and we like that, I would have said, where are the hills? All right, so you want to give me the convince on what he owes you?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. So the first amount that he owes me for are some DUI lawyer fees that I paid for him.
DUI?
Yes, Your Honor.
Were you in the car with him when he had a DUI?
I was in the car,
And you were in the car. And whose car was it?
It was my car.
Your car?
Yes.
And you allowed him to drive drunk?
He was the designated.
Just a second. You allowed him to drive drunk?
I tried to tell him not to, and he would not listen to me.
I'm not giving you the lawyer's fees. Your car, you're in the car, and you allow some drunk to get behind the wheel of your car where he could have killed somebody other than you. I'm not giving you the lawyer's fees.
Your Honor, I tried to tell him.
Not. I don't care what you tried. Call the cops. Don't get in the car.
He was driving
away. Don't
get
in the car. Don't get in the car. Call the cops and say someone just stole my car and he's drunk. You're not getting the lawyer's fees. What's next?
Okay, then the next thing is he had a car accident in my car.
Car accident? Was that after the DUI?
Yes, it was after
the DUI. So after the DUI, after he drove your car drunk, you let him use your car again?
Yes, because he said that he was not drinking and I would give him my car to go to work. Again, this was, you know, this was a...
So he had an accident in your car?
Yes.
And what month and year was that?
This was July 27th of 2013.
Right. And the end of July, you still were living with him?
Yes.
He was living with you?
He was living with me.
And in August, he was still living with you?
Yes.
And in September, he was still living with you?
Yes.
And in August and September, part of October, he was living with you and hadn't paid you to have the car fixed?
Right.
Because... And you were still sleeping with him, right? And still being... Right? Wasn't until you found out that everything that you could smell with your nose and see with your eyes was really what it was, according to you, you found out that he was, in addition to everything else, he was unfaithful, that you threw him out and said, now you owe me all this money.
No, I told, we had an agreement at the time of the DUI lawyer fees. He basically had bad credit.
Just a second. I don't care about the DUI. I just told you why you're not getting that money.
Okay. But the agreement we had about that and the car accident of him repaying me for the cost of that car, that was decided upon at that time. That was before I knew that he was cheating on me and before the relationship ended.
Did he pay you any money for the car?
He has not paid me anything.
I'm not interested in you. He didn't pay you any money for the car for 3 months. The answer is you're not getting any money from him.
But Your Honor, I have pictures of the damage.
I don't care.
And I have an email that I sent him.
I don't care. If somebody drove my car drunk and got a DUI, it would be the last time I would let them use my car. And you let him use your car again. And he crashed it.
I would only let him use it for work.
I don't care! He's on the road, unreliable, untrustworthy, and you let him use your car. He trashed it. I don't care. You don't get rewarded for that. Anything else you want to tell me? You look like a very nice girl. You should be able to rely on your instincts. And when your instincts tell you that somebody is a loser, rely on your instincts.
Right.
He's a loser.
Right.
Got it?
I know that now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
I trusted him until, of course, I realized at the point, this guy's a liar, this guy's a cheat. I cannot trust him.
We both invested into each other emotionally, but when I did not want to continue my future with her, then that's when, you know, unfortunately, life happens.
I found out that he was cheating on me.
Matters of the heart are very sensitive.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Chen versus Cates. Step forward.
25-year-old Louise Chen is suing her former boyfriend and commune tenant, Matthew Mateo Cates, for crashing her Nissan Pathfinder. Mateo claims it was another roommate who crashed the vehicle.
Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
While I'm starting to do my inquiry, would you look up in your book, and I'm sure you have an old enough one, or I'm hoping you do.
Okay.
Look up for me a 1991 Nissan Pathfinder. Thank you. Now, Ms. Chen, this is your case. You and the defendant live with, according to you, 15 other people in a communal situation someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a period of time that you were involved in a relationship with him. That terminated, and according to you, you had to get away for a while. You thought it was best emotionally for you to get away for a while. And you did. And you left, however, Mr. Cates to mind your 1991 Nissan Pathfinder car, which is what you say here.
It is actually a 96. I remembered it incorrectly.
Show me the registration.
I actually don't have the registration, but I have the receipt from the auto collision center, which says...
No, I need the registration to show me what year it is.
I don't have it on me.
Well, that's too bad.
I have it in the car, parked outside of the building, but...
Go get it.
Really? Right now?
We're doing this case now. Of course, right now. Go get it. unless it's going to be a waste of my time. Is it a 1991 or a 1996?
A 96, I promise.
Go get it.
Right now.
Car is outside.
Yes, down the street.
Registration's in the car.
Yes.
Go get it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Out that door.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hurry.
Have a seat.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I asked her if she had a permit.
Were you being intimate with her at the time?
Not at the time that I asked her about the permit, no.
I'm not talking about the very moment you asked her, Mr. Cates. When you were giving her driving lessons, were you giving her anything else?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Louise Chen says ex-boyfriend Mateo Cates crashed her Nissan Pathfinder.
Great, thank you.
Would you like
to hand that over to Bert, please?
It says right here, it's 97, actually.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, there you go. Look at that. It's even newer than you thought. It's a 1997 Nissan Pathfinder. Okay. So you went away, you left Mr. Cates in charge of your 1997 Nissan Pathfinder, and the car was in an accident. Do you want to tell me about that accident, Mr. Cates?
Sure. Without my knowledge, the car was borrowed by another one of our roommates.
When you say roommate, you live in a house?
Yes, it's a, as you put it, a commune.
How many people live in the house?
Approximately 15.
And what was the name of the person who borrowed the car?
Her name is Imogen.
And when she was driving the car, she had an accident?
That's correct.
Is she still in the house?
Yes, yes, she still lives there.
So you know how to find her?
Yes, actually we're friends.
Well, have you discussed the accident with her?
Yes, but she actually wasn't in the car alone. He was giving her a driving lesson.
Is that true?
Not at the time of the accident, no.
Well, tell me about that.
Well, I had use of the car while Luis was out of town.
That we agree on.
And Imogen was interested in learning how to drive, getting her license.
Okay.
And so from time to time, I would take her out in Luis's car and give her driving lessons.
Did she have a permit?
I believe so. I don't...
What do you mean, you believe so?
I don't think I saw it with my own eyes, but she told me that she did.
Well, when you discussed it with her, tell me about the discussion when she told you that she had a driving permit.
Well, I asked her if she had a permit. And she said yes.
Were you being intimate with her at the time?
Not at the time that I asked her about the permit, no.
How about 24 hours later, or a day later, or 2 days later? I'm not talking about the very moment you asked her, Mr. Cates. You know what I'm asking you. When you were giving her driving lessons, were you giving her anything else? So it was forgettable. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No.
So just answer the question. That is a yes or a no.
Intimate? Romantic, maybe. Yes.
Well, that's true. There is sometimes a very red line, bright red line between intimate and romantic. So what you're telling me is that the moment that this accident occurred, you were not in the car with her?
Yes.
Do you have the accident report? Do you have an accident report?
I do not have an accident report.
Was there an accident report prepared?
No.
Do you know why not?
Because I did not, at the moment, think that it was necessary, because I expected that he would take care of it.
Well, why would you expect that he would take care of it if he wasn't driving?
He wasn't driving. He was in the car. He allowed her to drive without a license. He took her on a driving lesson date, and I brought her here with me so that
could
she could...
Could you stop hopping around? When there is an accident, there is usually an accident report.
If you choose to make one.
Now it becomes interesting, because now your complaint says that you have a witness here today, and that witness is Imogene.
Correct.
The one who was driving the car, and she also gave you, according to you, $700 towards fixing the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's worth how much, Bert?
$1,225.
$1,225, and she gave you $700 towards that.
Mm-hmm.
So now, would you ask Miss Imogene to come in and join us, please?
What's your last name?
Eddington.
Eddington.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The accident was your fault.
No.
Of course it was your fault. You hit the tree. Who hit the tree? I didn't hit the tree. You hit the tree. Don't be stupid.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Louise Chen says ex-boyfriend Mateo Cates crashed her Nissan Pathfinder.
Imogene, you have a last name?
I do.
What is it?
Edgington.
Bird, would you swear in Miss Edgington?
Sure. Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth in these matters?
I do.
State your name for the record again, please.
Imogene Edgington.
Thank you.
Okay. On what date was this accident, Miss Edgington?
I think it was in the spring, March. I can't remember the exact date.
I'm not asking for the exact date. How about a month?
I think it was in March.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
In what state do you reside?
California.
Do you require a permit in order to get behind the wheel of a car?
Yes.
Did you have a permit?
Yes.
So you had a permit and you were driving the car. Was Mr. Cates with you?
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
This was the second lesson that he had instructed me in. And the first time we went out...
Listen to me.
Yes?
I don't care about the first time.
Okay. This time, we went out. I was not expecting to get into Louise's car.
I don't... Listen to me.
We went... Okay. So we were driving around the neighborhood.
No, you were driving.
Yes, I was around the neighborhood. And everything seemed fine. I was nervous, of course. I was very unsure of myself. But I did everything he told me to do. And we were almost home, turning the corner. I turned too much right into the tree that was on the corner and stopped right there.
So you hit a tree.
Yes.
And you had a permit, so you were allowed to be behind the wheel of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And the accident was your fault.
No.
Of course it was your fault. You hit the tree. Who hit the tree? I didn't hit the tree. You hit the tree. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. Don't look at me like that. Don't go like this with your head. You're behind the wheel of the car. You're a 25-year-old woman with a permit. You hit the tree. It's your fault. It's not the tree's fault. Is there something hard about that?
I get it.
What aren't I getting?
Yeah, you're getting
fine. What am I not getting?
I don't think that I should have been in that car at all. I'm sorry.
You take any sort of medication? I just want to know if I'm dealing with somebody that's together.
I am together.
You are together?
I think so.
Well, then if your behind didn't belong in the car, then you shouldn't have gotten in the car. That's what it means. If you weren't comfortable driving, don't get into the car. But what part of that don't you understand?
Our first lesson was fine, and when I asked him if this would be okay, and he said yes, I believed him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, it used to be the greatest country in the world. And we have become a country of avoidance. It is always somebody else's fault. Somebody else's fault, somebody else's problem, somebody else's responsibility, somebody else's disaster, somebody else's job to clean up the mess. You're an adult. You had an accident. It was your fault. You turned the wheel too much. That's what you just told me. You hit an inanimate object, a tree. The tree didn't come looking for you. You went looking for the tree. You have to fix her car if that's what she wants. Did you fix her car?
The car is fixed now.
It is fixed now. Great. In what month was the car fixed?
It was just...
I'm not talking to you. In what month was the car fixed?
It took a very long time for the body shop to fix it, but it just came out very recently.
Good. If there's any more money owed on the car, see that lady right over there? Get it from her. That's all.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
You got pulled over.
Correct. I kind of felt kind of bad because he got arrested when he was with me.
What were you arrested for?
I had a warrant that I didn't know anything about.
Comes back and bites you.
Next Judge Judy.
I was given a call by Mateo, my ex-boyfriend, and he told me that it had happened, and I told him to take care of it, and he said he would, but he did not.
The vehicle was not left in my responsibility.
I didn't feel that she had to help pay for it. She just did out of the kindness of her own heart.
Given the facts, I'm surprised to be here at all.
He was like my teacher at the time. I thought that that would mean that
he was the one responsible.
There was no driving lesson that day. I was dozing away in my bed.
You can only really be accountable for yourself.
Fortunately, I don't live there anymore.
It's nice to have friends that you can trust that will help you when you need it.